Well, good evening, Warrior fans, wherever you are tonight. Welcome to exciting Amity Warrior basketball. Tonight, your Warriors are at the Sheridan Spartans, and the girls are getting ready to start here in about 6.5 minutes. Girls' JV game ran very long tonight. It was excruciating to watch. There were times where it looked like a basketball game, and then most of the time, not so much. This is Jeff Clark. I'm here with Ron Huber. How are you tonight, Ron?
I'm good.
Good. So, the girls come into this ranked 8th in the state. Which is a good place to be. You'd love to be top 8 because that way if you don't finish top 2 in your league, there's still a good chance that you're going to get a home court game in the first round of the state. If they do finish in the top, actually even if you finish 2nd in your league, you need to be ranked in the top 8 to be able to get that home court. There's only one at-large berth. All the rest of them are automatic berths, and that one at-large could be a top 8 team, but probably not.
No.
So generally, you want to be in that top 8 so you can get that first-round home state playoff game. So really what the Warriors need to do is if they can win all the rest of their games except for Dayton, they should be ranked in the top 8 at the end of the year. The Sheridan Spartans, on the other hand, not quite as good. You scroll down a little ways here. They are ranked 28th in the state. They come in 7-10 overall. And Sheridan has losses, if I can pull up their schedule here, besides the loss to Amity, which is actually a good game. Warriors won that by 1 point at our place. They then defeated Westside Christian, which isn't much of a challenge, got blown out by Dayton, lost by 3 to San A.M. Christian, and then defeated Willamina and Taft in their last 2 games. So tonight the Warriors go up against the Spartans. The Spartans are sitting with a overall record of 7-10, 4-3 in league. The Warriors come into this with a 6-1 league record. And just getting underway in the second half of the league season here. So last time these two teams played, Ron, you were keeping the clock. But
yeah.
You should still remember Ronnie Van Zandt having a pretty big impact on that game.
She's a good athlete. Makes a difference wherever, whatever sport she plays.
Now, we had Keeley back for that game, but she dressed and just sat for most of the game.
And only played, came in to shoot free throws, remember?
Yep, I think that was that game. She was still getting over that sprained ankle. And so we're a different team right now than we were when we played Sheridan the first time. Keeley missed the Dayton game, missed the game after that, whatever that was, I don't remember, and then basically missed the Sheridan game with the exception of making free throws. Actually, that might have been the Willamina game.
No, that was before.
Willamina game. So I think Keeley might have been back for this game last time.
We just didn't play. We played real sloppy.
And we're playing better basketball right now.
Sheridan's going to make you play a lot. They're going to make you play because Bennett's been around lots and lots of years. He coached boys for I don't know how many years over here. So they're certainly a lot better coached than they've been in the past.
Absolutely, and we saw that at our place. They executed very well down the stretch, did a good job of getting the shots that they wanted to get in the game, and were able to keep that a close game all the way down the stretch. We really struggled with Van Zandt, her speed and quickness, her ability to get from end to end. Really, she could get from one end of the floor on a rebound or a steal and be at the other end for a lay-in before our defense ever got set.
Well, and she's an all-state track person, great speed.
She's a hurdler, I believe. She runs the hurdles and does a fantastic job of that.
Did she run the? She ran the 400 too.
She may have. She's
with that. I mean, she's Rebecca Preston.
Without Preston playing, I was going to say without Preston playing, Van Zandt is the fastest kid in our league.
Yeah,
on the girls' side of things.
Well, Keely Graham could give him a push. Keely Graham has game speed.
Yes, she does. And what Keely really has is a defensive intensity to get after anybody for the entire game if you let her.
Yeah.
And Reg has done a really good job of managing her minutes. We saw that in the last game against San Diego Christian, kind of giving her very strategic breaks, a minute here, a minute there, just to get her wind back and then have her go back out and harass the ball handlers. And that's the course. I mean, we say this every game, but that's really the key for this girls' team is we have to get turnovers, pressure the ball on the perimeter, and frustrate their guards because we don't do much else inside the paint.
No. We're capable. I mean, Rosenbaum could come cut loose for 6 or 8 points would help if Morgan Kratz would take her time and make some of all the lay-ins she shoots.
And this is a game against Sheridan. They don't have a great inside presence, and so this is a game where Croxford can really do some damage inside. If you get her the ball either in the high post or the low post, she's going to either make lay-ins or get herself to the foul line.
Hopefully she plays the same kind of defense tonight as she played last week. Or you know.
And Reg told me that he really challenged her to step up and really get after it on the defensive end for the entire game, not just sporadically here and there. And we did see that. You're right, Ron. We saw much improved defensive intensity out of Morgan.
She you know, as far as athletes in the league, she's
she's right up there.
She's probably right up there as one of the better athletes, but it's channeling her efforts. She has some misplaced efforts, and
well,
she loses her temper or makes a bad pass.
Well, and takes some plays off here and there on the defensive end, and or tries to bait kids into, you know, so she can try to get the block or the, you know, come from behind on them on the drive. And if she just plays fundamentally sound defense, she can be an excellent defender. And, of course, Plummer, Hatch, both good defenders.
Yes.
Hannah really did a great job against Westside Christian, really made her presence known at the defensive end. And
It'll be interesting tonight to see how May Lynn plays. This is her old hometown.
And Kaya.
These are all the girls that they grew up with. So
this is their May Lynn played here as a freshman, played a few minutes here last year. I don't think Kaya played in the varsity game last year over here, and so this is really the first time where May Lynn is a starter, and Kaya is going to get some significant minutes in this game. All right, we're going to get you set up here with some starting lineups for Sheridan. Number 4, Van Zandt, that we talked about, the 5'6 senior. Number 10, 5'8 seniors, Cassidy Ellis. Number 20, a 5'7 junior, Emily Elwood. Mariah Williams, a 5'7 senior. And Olivia Polk, a 5'10 senior. We're going to take a quick break for the national anthem. We'll be back after this commercial message on KLYC.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget. Amcraft Cabinets wishes the very best to the Dayton Pirates and the Amity Warriors in the state playoff.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling, since 1964, you get quality because we care.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac, serving Yamhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
Welcome back, Warrior fans, wherever you are tonight. Warrior girls getting introduced right now. Starting lineup, the normal one for the Warriors. Standard starting lineup, Keely Graham, Hannah Hatch, Alyssa Plummer, Morgan Croxford, and Maylin Williams. Maylin gets a nice round of applause from her hometown fans here. Maylin from Sheridan, as is Kaya Rosenbaum. And so looking forward to watching them play back here on their home floor tonight. So the real challenge tonight for the Warriors, Ron, I don't think rebounding is going to be a big challenge. I think they'll do a good job on the boards. I think they'll do a good job on the offensive end. I think defensively stopping Van Zandt and not giving Mariah Williams good looks, really the only two things they need to worry about defensively.
Yeah, they defensively, if we pick up our defense and play good, tough defense, they...
Well, they have Van Zandt, who's not a great outside shooter, but extremely good off the dribble and getting to the foul line. And Mariah Williams is by far the best shooter on their teams. She's being introduced right now, 5'7 senior, has the ability to knock down the open shot.
And if you leave Ellis open, she'll make some shots, number 10.
So the Warriors are ready to roll here. Generally speaking, Croxford does the jumping center here. She should be jumping against Polk, but we'll see as they come out onto the floor. Good crowd on hand tonight. Warriors always show up well on most road games, but especially when you go to Willamina or Sheridan. Dayton. These teams, we really pack these gyms in. We've got about as many fans as they do here.
It's we've spilled over to their side even.
So Croxford and Polk will jump it. Polk got about a 2-inch advantage on her. But Morgan has pretty good hops, which she demonstrates regularly on the defensive end. We're hoping for a well-officiated game tonight. That would be a joy. And they toss the ball up well. Polk tips it a couple times. Van Zant gets it. Sheridan basketball to get things started. Van Zant out on top on the right side. Now kicks it over to Elwood. Elwood with Hatch right up on her to Polk. Polk on the right elbow. Out on the corner to Van Zant. Back to Polk at the right elbow. Polk starts to drive. Loses it. Plummer has the steal. Polk Fallon are reaching across her. No call. Polk or Plummer comes out of there with it to Croxford. Ahead to Graham. Graham takes it in with the left hand. Misses. Hatch with the rebound. She's fouled. Nice job. Hannah will go to the line to shoot two. So right there we see Croxford with her great vision. Excellent passing. Made that about a 35-foot pass right on the money to Keeley. And Keeley was challenged on that left-handed lay-in. That wasn't a freebie by any means. But it left Hannah there to clean up the trash. Hatch misses the first foul shot. I want to talk a little bit about foul shooting in the last game, Ron. We were 18 out of 21 in the last game from the foul line.
So we started much better foul shooting.
Started 0 for 1 tonight, but that's got to help their confidence as a team. Second one by Hatch.
Nope.
Off also. Rebound pulled out of there by Sheridan. Get it down in the corner on the baseline to Van Zant. Back out to Ellis. Ellis swings it across to Williams. Williams, couple of dribbles. Malin on Mariah there. Williams on Williams. Back to Ellis. Ellis, top of the key extended. Looks for a cutter. Not there. Elwood with the ball on the left wing. Goes down low to Van Zant. Van Zant turns and misses the lay and gets it back. Misses again. Gets it back. And she's fouled by Plummer. She did a good job getting position on Keeley there and then just pinned her and got that entry pass and can't believe she missed a couple of bunnies there.
It was pretty bad defense. They run that baseline pick and Keeley went under instead of over and got behind bad position from the very beginning.
Keeley, pretty high basketball IQ, though. I think we'll see her figure that out really quick.
Yep.
I don't think she'll let that happen to her again. First one by Van Zant is good. Van Zant with one more. It's up and rolls around. No good. Ball loose. Pulled out of there by Polk. No box out there by the Warriors. So Van Zant hits one out of two. Long shot by Williams. No good. Van Zant with the rebound. Starts baseline. Cut off there by Hatch. Now Van Zant dribbles out towards the top of the key. Kicks it left side. There's a knock away. Can Hatch get to it? Hatch
does
get to it. Beats Williams to it. Takes it in. Steps back and knocks down the little 10-footer.
Van Zant was waiting for her. She just stopped for the...
Yep. Well, Hannah made a good decision there. And the ball on the inbound off of Ellis's foot and out of bounds. Elwood tried to throw a bounce pass, threw it right at her feet. Warriors get the ball left side of the key on the baseline. They stack it up on that left side. Croxford throws it way out on top to Graham. Graham swings it over to Plummer. Plummer left wing three. No good. Polk with the rebound to Van Zant. Van Zant flying down the left side, cut off by three Warriors. Good job to get back in transition defense there by Blue. Van Zant on top now with it. Swings it to Williams. Williams looking for the three. Closed out quickly by Maylin there. Mariah over to Polk. Polk fakes the elbow jumper. Croxford cuts off her drive. She gives it up to Van Zant. Van Zant will dribble out to the top of the key and reset the offense. Fakes the three. Goes to Ellis. Ellis at the left elbow with it. There's a steal by Hatch. Hatch stepped in the passing lane, loses it, still trying to get it, and the ball's still loose. Plummer trying to dig it out. They do, and get it to Elwood. Nice hustle by Ellis. But Keeley gets the steal on the pass, takes it in, and scores! Graham just laying in the woods there, Ron. Just waiting for somebody to make an outlet pass. And we got a warning violation on the baseline there on Hannah. She came across the end line to try to defend the inbounds pass. 4-1 Warriors. Just over 2 minutes gone here in the first quarter. Elwood inbound goes to Van Zant. And see, you'll see Keeley just back way off. There's no way you want to come up and try to guard Van Zant full court. Van Zant, top of the key with it. Goes down low to Polk on the right side. Back out to Van Zant. Looks at
she's
the three.
She's not going to shoot.
And we got 3 seconds. Nope, she's not going to. And I know, Reg and I talked before the game. He talked about backing off of her and daring her to beat him from the outside.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she could drive.
Well, but when you give her 10 feet, it's hard to drive.
Yes.
You don't know where to go. Warriors press it ahead, or against the press. There's a steal by Polk. Williams pass intended for Plummer. Picked off by number 35, Polk, the 5'10 senior. The only real big body they have that's effective at all in the game. Van Zant out top with it. Top of the key. Gives it to Williams. Mariah Williams looking for a cutter. Now goes to Van Zandt on the right block. She backs down, turns, shoots. No good. Keeley tips. Van Zandt tips it out to Paulk. Paulk with the short jumper. No good. Van Zandt with another rebound. Nope. Over the back. Got a little push there from Van Zandt. Not an over the back, but a push. She's such an active rebounder. You see those, that in athleticism, how quickly. I mean, Keeley's a great rebounder for a guard, and Van Zandt just gets up before she does, anticipates, and is up higher. Keeley with it.
There's a foul.
Could have been on Van Zandt. They don't call it. Keeley up the middle, inside the foul line, pulls up, out to Croxford, goes right baseline, up and under, got a little fancy there, no good, should be Warrior ball. Ooh, they're going to give it to the Spartans, say it was off of Croxford. I thought Elwood hit that last. Elwood will inbound on the baseline. Still 4-1 Warriors. Goes into Van Zandt. Van Zandt brings it across half court. Slows down at the volleyball 10-foot line. Looking for a cutter. Good job by Alyssa to cut off. And see, that's where Keeley can close out. Once Van Zandt picks up that dribble, she needs to read that better. Van Zandt with it. Goes to Elwood in the left elbow. Picks up her dribble. Back out to Williams on the left wing. Williams, Mariah laughing at her. I'm not sure what the conversation was there. She's giggling, though, and Williams throws it out of bounds. I don't know if they're cousins.
I have no idea.
Not sure if they're connected at all, but they know each other. 2 years apart in school, both went to Sheridan here until Maylin transferred. Keeley on the right angle with it to Morgan out top. Back to Graham. Graham, cross court to Plummer. Plummer fakes the three, starts to drive. Van Zandt with the quick hands knocks it away. You say foul, Ron, but the officials don't. Van Zandt takes it in, misses, and Williams with the rebound. Over to Graham, still 4-1. Head to Croxford, left angle three, short. Croxford with her own rebound, goes baseline, takes it up, and scores! That was a tough shot. She was looking for the foul on that. Didn't find it, but did find the basket. First basket of the game for Croxford. Warriors up 6-1. There's a steal at the other end. Croxford with it. Shuffle pass to Williams right in front. She is fouled. Maylin will go to the line to shoot two.
Croxford is very active on the offensive end tonight.
It was a nice drive on the baseline. She was anticipating contact all the way on that. Did not have any idea that she was going to get that shot off without being fouled. And somehow it bounced around and dropped in. Williams misses the foul shot. So we're going to have to hit 18 in a row, Ron, to match last game. We're back to our old ways here at the foul line.
There we go.
Second one good by Williams. One out of four for the Warriors tonight. They're up 7-1. Ellis gets it to Van Zandt. Van Zandt brings it slowly up the middle of the floor. Keeley waits at the foul line for her. Van Zandt gives it up right side to Williams. She'll put up a three. No good. Long rebound. Hannah Hatch up the right sideline. No number, so she slows it down. Hooks it over to Plummer. Plummer. Van Zandt closes on her to Hatch for three. Oh, that came off her hand bad. And Elwood with the rebound to Williams. Mariah Williams pushing up the left side of the floor. Slows down as Mariah cuts her, or Maylin cuts her off. Van Zandt baseline. Lost the ball on the dribble, and Keeley comes up with a steal. She had a lay-in coming up. Keeley takes it in. Up and under.
Oh,
foul.
My.
Scores!
Really
Keeley Graham.
Nice. Scoops. Scoop.
Keeley trying to scoop that thing up and under. Faked right, stepped back through left, drew contact, and spun it off the glass and in. What a circus shot by Keeley. And a timeout taken by Mr. Bennett.
That was the one the coach, all every day of practice, is telling him, shoot a good lane, shoot a good lane. But when they see Steph Curry on TV going in the land of giants and shooting spinners, then they all want to do that.
We've got a full timeout. We're going to take a quick break here. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC.
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision-making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs, to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back. 2:51 left to go first quarter. Warriors with a 9-1 lead here to get things started. Here comes this Husky lady again, Desiree, squeezing past my gear here.
We got a really good setup here, boy.
Yeah, we're sitting in the bleachers. Ron's sitting in the aisle here. I'm sitting near the end of the bleachers. A good view, at least. It's better than Horizon Christian view-wise, but not as good a setup.
Nice.
Keeley makes the three-point play the old-fashioned way. She's got five in the game. We're going to have a sub. You think of Van Zandt out?
This is our... This is 30. This is where Morgan really has an advantage on anybody they put in against.
Guardiola in, a 5'6 sophomore. She replaces Polk. Polk with the, or Guardiola with the ball, gets it to Van Zandt. Van Zandt pushes hard to the top of the key and stops as Keeley, 5'6 feet off of her, not going to give her any room to drive. They're going to try to get it down to her low, though. Williams catches it in the mid post. Now she backs it out to 3-point range, out on top to Ellis. Ellis. Guardiola, she goes inside. Keeley knocks it away. Guardiola comes up with it. Back out on top to Ellis. Ellis, Plummer on her. Dribbles right to the top of the key. Starts back and turns her back to Plummer here, protecting the ball. Van Zandt, on Van Zandt. She stuck a leg out. It is! Offensive foul. And I like Van Zandt. She checked to make sure Alyssa was okay there. That was a hard fall Alyssa took. And that was Van Zandt trying to set a screen. Plummer was going to get over it. And Van Zandt just extended the knee a little bit. Easy call. Should have been for the official. Second foul on Van Zandt. 10-1 game. There's no way Bob can take her out. Bob talking to her right now saying, hey, you got two. He needs her to play 32 minutes like she did against us at our place. Graham brings it up. 2:10 to go. First quarter. 10-1 Warrior lead. This is the way this game should go between these two teams, quite honestly.
Yeah, we were off to a much better start than at home.
Plummer gets doubled out to Graham. Graham goes mid-post to Croxford. Took a dribble, and Guardiola knocked it away. Got to know where you are on the floor. She should have come across the lane with the dribble instead of trying to split the double there. Williams, right side to Van Zandt. The right angle extended. Now comes to the top of the key. Graham inside the lane. That's how far she's backing off Van Zandt. Guardiola with the ball. Left angle. Left elbow there. Throws it out to Williams. She chases it down to half court there. Resets. Maylin right up on her. Knows she can't beat her off the dribble, I guess. To Ellis in the high post. Ellis. Plummer dogging her. Ellis dribbles right. And going to have a foul on. We're going to have 3 seconds in the key on Guardiola. She was just camping on the left side of the key because that would have been a foul, I think, on Plummer.
Or Van Zandt. They were both in there.
Warriors basketball up 10-1 still. Under a minute and a half to go first quarter. Graham with it. Top of the key extended. Now to the right side. Swings it to Croxford on the left wing. Down low. Williams puts it up with the left. No good. Tipped by Hatch. Williams trying to dig it out to Hatch. Hatch, her shot blocked by Ellis, and they save it to Van Zandt. Keeley turns, hustles back. Van Zandt on the drive. Pulls up for 10 feet. Kicks it out to Williams for three from the left angle. Good. Poor transition defense there by the Warriors. Nobody got back on Mariah Williams, and she got a good look, and she can hit that. It's now a 10-4 game. Croxford, right side to Keeley. Keeley starts to drive, swings it over to Mariah on the left side. Tip. Mariah chases it down, gives it to Morgan. 40 seconds to go. Morgan down in the left corner. Hatch, 18-footer. No good. Weak side rebound. Williams. Mariah Williams pushes it up, puts the brakes on. Plummer cuts her off. Now Williams picks up Williams. Go left side to Ellis. Ellis with Plummer on her. Just take away that right hand. I think you've got it right there. She's not going to go left on you. High post Guardiola now out by the three-point line with it. To Williams on the left angle. Down low to Van Zandt. They double on her. Force her to dribble out of there. Now she drives. Ball tipped away by Williams. Van Zandt gets it back. Out to Mariah Williams. Airballed from three. That was a good closeout that time by Maylin. 6 seconds to go. First quarter. Warriors up 10-4. Reg telling them, be aware of the clock. Morgan rolls it ahead. Keeley lets it roll almost to half court. Now picks it up. Drives past Ellis. Gets into the lane. Bounce past a Hatch. 18-footer right side. No good. Good-looking shot. It's exactly what you want. Hannah not on tonight from that baseline jumper. And the rebound to Sheridan at the end of the quarter. So after one, we have a 10-4 Warrior lead. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget. Amcraft Cabinets wishes the very best to the Dayton Pirates and the Amity Warriors in the state playoff.
Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Just clarifying a question on rebounding here. Rebounding is an interesting thing. Anybody who attempts a shot, if it's missed, there's a rebound. Now, it could be an individual rebound where somebody collects that rebound as a player inbounds and controls it. They have to have control of it to be a rebound. Or if they have a controlled tip. So if they go up and under control tip the ball to a teammate, that's a rebound for the person that makes the tip. There's also team rebounds where the ball goes out of bounds after a missed shot and it's awarded to one of the teams. That's a team rebound. So there's three different ways you can get a rebound statted. Graham with a drive all the way to the basket. She is fouled. That's a good take, Ron, from the top of the key.
Mm-hmm. Nice screen. Good pass by Morgan.
Ron says he's enjoying his M&Ms over there.
I'll quit.
Yeah.
You caught me off.
I did. I saw you kind of still working that wad of chocolate there. Graham to the line to shoot two. That's the sixth team foul on Sheridan. Warriors only have one so far. Graham at the line hits the first. Everybody else may be struggling, but Keeley's got her foul shot going. She's got 6 points in the game.
Her whole shooting has improved.
Second one misses that one. Thanks, Ron. Way to mess that up. Yep. Ellis with the rebound gets it ahead to Williams. 18-footer off the glass. No good. Croxford with the rebound. Croxford pushing. Van Zandt behind her. Croxford wisely pulls up, gets it over to Plummer. Plummer to Williams. Williams takes a dribble left and buries the 19-footer. Had a foot on the line. Deep two. Maylin Williams, she's got three in the game. And so no harm done on the missed foul shot. Right wing, Williams looks inside. There's a turn, a miss, ball loose, and we're going to have a foul. It's on. That should be shooting one of one. One of the officials caught that right away. The miss was by, look, that's a new number 32 into the game. That's Mackenzie Wofford, 5'9", sophomore. She had a good position on Mo, just turned and didn't make a good shot. So that'll put Alyssa Plummer on the line shooting 1-1, Ron, with 7:15 to go in the second quarter. This could be a long game. First one by Plummer. Perfect. She's picking up where she left off in the last game at the foul line. She shoots that ball so high.
Her and Keeley are probably 1-2 in foul shooting.
You know that's not saying much.
No.
Okay. Alyssa hits a pair, though. Nice job there. And the Warriors go up 15-4. So five straight for the Warriors here in this quarter. Van Zandt pressured. Tries to go down low to Ellis. Plummer on her. Plummer got a foul there. That was a good call. Plummer trying to strip the ball. Came right down across the left arm, I think, of Ellis.
We don't really match up very good with him. You got to put Alyssa, who's at least 6 to 8 inches shorter.
We just got shorter with Husky coming in for Plummer.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they don't post well. If they had some ability in the low post, we'd be in trouble. Wofford gets the inbound. Croxford guarding the wrong person there. And Wofford gets the lay-in. That was a miscommunication there. Croxford, top of the key with it. Swings it down to Keeley. Back out to Morgan. Morgan, left angle to Maylin. Got a 3-2 zone here from Sheridan. Warriors trying to figure it out a little bit. Dangerous pass inside. Williams gets it back out. Graham for a left corner or left angle three. Wow. No good. Van Zandt with a long rebound. So dangerous pass inside from Hatch to Williams. It's a pass ahead to Mariah Williams. She saves it back into Hatch. Hatch gets it to Croxford. 15-6 Warriors, 6.5 to go, second quarter. Keeley on the right wing, takes it in, steps Cross through, over. Misses that one. Weak side rebound, Husky back out to Croxford for three. Maybe. No good. And the ball tipped out of bounds by Keeley. 15-6 Warriors, 17 fouls on Sheridan, two on Amity. Amity with full court man pressure except for Van Zandt. Not really understanding that pressure because if you're not going to guard their point guard full court, there's really no reason to guard anybody else. Wofford with it on the left angle. Left side to Elwood. Elwood tries to go down low. Ball knocked away by Hatch and out of bounds. Good job by Hannah there. It's going to be Spartan basketball. Left side of the key on the baseline. Underneath their own basket, they box it up. Warriors in man defense. Wofford out to now far corner. Goes off of the hands of Van Zandt. That was Ellis just fired that pass at Van Zandt.
She came around the screen. It's wide open. Didn't know she was. I don't think she thought she was that wide open.
And the girl, Williams, threw it to her by her head instead of down where she could catch it.
Yeah.
She had to take her hands from down by her hips up to her head. It was too late. And Van Zandt's not quick enough to catch it. Nobody is. Graham to Williams on the left wing, extended back to Graham, top of the key. Picks up her dribble, over to Husky. Warriors not attacking this zone, Ron.
No.
They're just passing the ball. Now they get a little motion going through.
Hannah's
Croxford
open.
With
Hannah's
it. Open. Croxford drives baseline, steps through, leaves it for Hatch. That's a wonderful pass.
To Graham. Yeah.
Oh, that was Keeley.
Yeah.
Take that back. Okay. From where I was, I thought it was Hatch. Keeley with 7 points now in the game, or eight
Uh-oh.
Points in the game. Van Zandt on the drive picks up the foul against Graham. So that last play, Croxford penetrating the zone, did the kind of the big jump stop, brought the ball kind of over her shoulder and down, and then made a little bounce pass to Keeley on the left side where the zone had turned their back on her, and she got the lay-in out of it. Fantastic. And really, Morgan set that up the whole way.
Mm-hmm.
She knew what was going to be there. If she didn't get the lay-in, she knew Keeley was going to. First foul on Keeley. Ellis misses the jumper on the baseline. Wofford with the air ball rebound, and she traveled. So Warrior basketball. Reg exhorting his girls on. 17-6. I know he'd like to really extend this lead.
Well, they have 6 points, and one came on a three-point, one came on a two, that the people were so wide open. But other than that, they've not been able to create anything.
Lopez into the game for Keeley. So we'll see who has Van Zandt on this. Hatch, right baseline, misses her shot. That's her 18-footer there that she loves. Van Zandt in the open floor, pushing in on Croxford. Croxford can't stop her. Van Zandt gets all the way to the basket and scores. She has 3 points in the game. Warriors up by 9. There's a pass underneath the Hatch. Hatch kicks it back out. Should have been a kick ball by Van Zandt. Got away with it. And she releases it to Elwood. Elwood ahead to Ellis. I don't think Keeley's going to sit there very long, Ron. Van Zandt on the left wing. Hatch is going to have the duty against her there. Plummer's out also.
Wow.
Williams hits a deep two on the left angle there. And she's got, boy, I don't like the way this is set up here. She's got 5 in the game. I've got a hard time finding people on these rosters. They've got them double-columned instead of single. Williams, Malin with it. Out on top of the key, extended. Starts to dribble left, gives it up to Lopez. Lopez dribbles in,
oh, she's wide
pulls
open.
Up, 10-foot air ball there. Hatch had the rebound, knocked away. Elwood with it to Williams.
There's a major difference when Keeley's not in the game. Offense and defense.
Ellis with it out top to Van Zandt on the left, the right wing. Out on top now to Wofford. Wofford, Croxford gets right up on her, goes to Van Zandt. Van Zandt steps back, doesn't want the outside shot. And there's a reach in on Maylin. Going to be a blocking foul on Maylin against Mariah Williams. Going to be the 5th team foul of the Warriors.
That's Keeley.
No, that's a 4th team foul. Keeley back in. She gets a break from Maylin. 3:38 left to go, second quarter. 17-10 Warriors. Elwood trying to get it in. Gets it to Williams. Williams, her pass knocked away, intended for Wofford down low. Croxford knocks it out of bounds. Surprises me they'd even look in there. It's not a very high percentage play. I don't think she's had one lay-in when nobody covered her and hasn't come close on anything else. Elwood triggers it into Van Zandt. Elbow jumper, no good. I don't think it's good. No, it's not good. Croxford had it, lost it to Wofford, blocks her shot. Elwood gets it. She misses. Croxford with the rebound. Croxford wheeling and dealing up the right side of the floor. Cross-court pass, gets it back, can't hang on to it. She traveled.
Gee, that was a nice pass.
It was a great pass. Husky, she was a little give and go to Husky. Croxford kicked it to the left wing and then cut to the basket. Husky went right back to her. It kind of rolled along Morgan's arm, and she got called for the travel. Van Zandt against Graham backs it out. Ronnie will set it up top of the key. Fakes the three. Goes to Wofford at the left elbow. Wofford down low to Ellis. Ellis turns. No good. Never got above the rim on that shot. Husky with good defense. Croxford with the rebound. Ahead to Graham. Graham starts to drive. Oh, she had it. She steps back for a deep two. No good. And Hatch going to get over the back there. Good call. Easy call. Knocked Wofford to the ground. I think that might be a balance issue more than it was a contact issue. Wofford's about a significant amount of mass larger than Hannah, and Hannah does not exactly come and fly into you with physicality. So I think just poor balance there. But it was a foul. Van Zandt drives in. Keeley holds her ground. Van Zandt flips up a tough shot from about 5 feet off the glass and in. Van Zandt now with 5.
Should have had some help.
Keeley thought she was going to take the charge, and she made it a tough shot, but not tough enough for Van Zandt. Warriors lead cut to 5 here. Croxford, top of the key, over to Husky. Down to the corner to Graham.
Oh,
looks inside, doesn't like it. Back to Croxford. Roxford looking for a cutter, not there, to Husky. Husky down, right side, Hatch, 15-footer, air ball. And Graham on the weak side battling with Van Zant, and they're jumping it up. Good job by Keeley to tie up Ronnie. It's going to be white ball.
Time for Plummer to come back in here.
And Reg needs a timeout, and he's going to take one here. His offense really gone stagnant here the last 3 or 4 minutes of this game.
If you don't have that first group of five, you don't have much of a threat.
Well, and they're just not really running the offense. They're standing around a lot against that zone, not really attacking it unless it's Croxford or Graham. And nobody else really attacking it. And Hannah can't get a shot to drop. I think she's 0 for 5 now on those baseline shots, at least 0 for 4.
They're wide open.
They're her shot. That's her shot. That's the shot. You watch her in practice, and we watch her in games. She loves that. She just catches and shoots, and she just not hitting tonight so far. Maybe that'll change. 2:09 left to go first half. Warriors with a 5-point lead. They were up 17-6. They were up by 11. So this is a 6-0 run by Sheridan. And it's not exactly a run as much as it's just been the Warriors' failure to score at the offensive end completely here. And Polk's going to come back in for Wofford.
They allowed a substitution after that.
Yeah, I'm not sure why. He's claiming that she has asthma or something over there. Can't breathe. Van Zant with the ball, top of the key. 2 minutes to go, first half. Elwood with it, left angle.
Change your pivot
at the elbow there. Gives it up to Polk. Polk right side to Van Zant. Van Zant, 18-footer, no good. Rebound should have been over the back on Ellis. They don't call it. Out to Elwood. She buries the little 15-footer. So they cut this lead now down to 3 points as Elwood makes her first basket of the game. Croxford steps through, gets bumped, no call, and loses the ball to Van Zant. Van Zant runs into Graham, should be offensive. It is! That's her third, Ron. That's huge. Good job by Keeley to get back and take that charge. Van Zant was determined. And what happened there, Ron, that was different the time before, there were the blue jersey on each side of Keeley, and Van Zant didn't have anywhere to go.
No.
Bob Bennett questioning that call, pleading his case, but he's got no case. Third foul on Van Zant. Because it's a charge, the Warriors don't shoot even though they're in the bonus. Keeley, top of the key, over to Husky on the right side. Husky back to Keeley. Graham drives, gets inside, pulls up from eight, knocks it down, little floater. I think that's a shot we're going to see her really develop over the next year, Ron.
Yes.
Because she can get to that point, and a lot of times against the zone, you've got to be able to pull up and hit that little mid-range shot, and that was a pretty floater right there.
Boy, they're really flirting with it, leaving her in the game.
19-14, excuse me, Warriors up. Polk loses it. Croxford right up on her, gets it to Van Zant. Van Zant takes a three, and no good. That was halfway down. Lopez with the rebound. Good job by Jenna there. To Croxford. Croxford ahead to Husky. Husky back to Jenna. Jenna will take a three. Looks good. No, short. That one just about a foot short, I think, of being a swish. We'll leave it at that. It was right on line. We were right behind it. Van Zant pushes up quickly, pulls up at the foul line, backs it out. 5-point game. Warriors have dominated this game in most facets. Elwood, mid-range jumper, no good. Van Zant really flirting with her fourth right there. Came kind of up and over Keeley. If Keeley had been actively boxing her out, and then Van Zant draws the foul on Croxford on the drive. If Keeley had been actively boxing out, that either would have been a foul or Keeley would have had the rebound.
Yep.
20 seconds left to go. First half, Warriors up 19-14. Van Zant to the line. Pretty good foul shooter. First one for Van Zant is no good. See, I can jinx them all, Ron. She's one out of three now tonight.
Going to try to get her out.
She's going to need to make a foul shot in order to get her out, though.
Yes.
Second one by Van Zant. She bends those knees and buries it. She'll come out of the game to avoid getting another foul. She's out, and that brings in number 22, McCarrigan.
Best JV player.
Graham walks it up. 15 seconds to go. Graham tries to go high post. Terrible pass. I don't know what she was thinking. There was no post going on. Graham knocks the pass out of bounds. She threw that right to Polk. Polk just had to step in front. Not sure what was going on in between Keeley and Morgan there, but they were not on the same page. Elwood gets it into Williams. Down low to Polk. Turns. Shoots. Buries it on the baseline. Little 8-foot turnaround. Keeley from beyond half court, no good. And we go in 19-17, Ron. I'm not even sure really what to say about that last 6 minutes.
Reggie's having a little trouble figuring out that, too. He just put his head down, and he's not even talking or looking.
19-17 at halftime. Warriors were up 10-4 after one and had a 17-6 lead about 2 minutes into the second quarter. And from that point on, they were outscored 11-2, Ron. 11-2 run by the Sheridan Spartans to end the second quarter to get this down to a two-point game. And I don't think the 17 points is the problem, but the fact that the Warriors only scored 19 in the first half is kind of stinky, and that's what Reg is not going to be happy about.
No.
Sheridan was led by Van Zant with 6 points in the first half. Mariah Williams with 5. Wofford, Polk, and Elwood with 2 each. For the Warriors, Keely Graham with 10. Hatch with 2. Williams, 3. Plummer, 2. And Croxford, 2.
Just not much offense in the second quarter at
all. After they reached 17 points, it got pretty ugly.
Was that the first couple minutes?
About 6 minutes to go, they were up 17-6.
Yeah.
And from that point on, it just got putrid on the offensive end. They, like I was saying when you were dealing with something else, so they were outscored 11-2 to end that quarter.
Yeah.
Not what you're looking for. 6 minute 11-2 run. Not exactly a high scoring run for Sheridan, but the Warriors' offense just absolutely went in the toilet there. All right, we're going to take a break for a few minutes and be back. Get you set up for the second half. We've got about 9 minutes to go here. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC, McMinnville, home of the Warriors.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville. Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with a concern on doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
Thank you. My car's like new. J&W CarStar will do the same for you.
J&W CarStar Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W CarStar Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools, talk to Scott, and they'll make a deal. Fastenal McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling, since 1964, you get quality. Because we care.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac, serving Yamhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing
and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
99W, as it enters Newburgh, might as well be called Electric Avenue, because the three most exciting electric cars in America are right here at Newburgh Ford. Focus Electric gets 110 mpge and goes nearly 80 miles on a single charge. C-Max Energy and the amazingly attractive Fusion Energy are both rated at 100 mpge and can drive unlimited ranges as 47 mile per gallon hybrids. Stop wasting money at the pump and come see us today at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Thank you. My car's like new. J&W Car Star will do the same for you.
J&W Car Star Auto Body Repair Experts is truly a great business. Our friendly staff and great technicians make your problem dents go away with ease. We guarantee it for as long as you own your car, so come see the people who care.
J&W Car Star Collision Repair. Come see the people who care.
Fastenal McMinnville, sponsoring sports on KLYC. If you're looking for fasteners in industry, or if you're just a private citizen, you want a nut or a bolt hard to find, Fastenal, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street. And there's a promotion going on right now. If you go in and buy $1,500 in DeWalt power tools, talk to Scott, and they'll make a deal. Fastenal McMinnville, 3228 Northeast Rivergate Street, McMinnville.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
95 years in the banking business and going strong. First Federal was founded in 1922 as a secure, locally owned financial institution for Yamhill County residents. From the beginning, we've come alongside our neighbors, helping them to build savings and borrow money to purchase homes. This idea continues to guide our decision-making and strengthens our communities. First Federal offers a wide range of financial services, from checking and savings to IRAs to a variety of loan products and mobile banking. We're located in McMinnville, Amity, Carlton, Newburgh, and Sheraton. When you bank with First Federal, your money stays here in Yamhill County. First Federal, we're here for you. Visit us online at www.firstfedweb.com. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
99W, as it enters Newburgh, might as well be called Electric Avenue, because the three most exciting electric cars in America are right here at Newburgh Ford. Focus Electric gets 110 mpge and goes nearly 80 miles on a single charge. C-Max Energy and the amazingly attractive Fusion Energy are both rated at 100 mpge and can drive unlimited ranges as 47 mile per gallon hybrids. Stop wasting money at the pump and come see us today at Newburgh Ford, where we just work harder for you.
Mac Pack and Ship. When you ship or mail, do it the easy way at Mac Pack and Ship. FedEx, DHL, and USPS authorized shippers with the packaging supplies and expertise to do it right. More than a decade of experience in the retail shipping industry, Mac Pack and Ship is a local family-owned business with a concern on doing it right and providing superior customer service. They offer shipping, packaging, mailbox rentals, wide-format printing, copies, and notary service. Hey, no job is too big or too small. They make it easy for you. Next to Albertsons and Mac, it's Mac Pack and Ship.
Copycats in McMinnville is more than just a copy and print place. They're also the place to go for trophies and plaques. Copycats can fix you up with the perfect trophy to recognize just about any sport or activity for any age range. And they have a complete line of engraved plaques and awards that can be customized to recognize a special person or accomplishment. Copycats at 235 North Highway 99 in Mac, serving Yamhill County for over 20 years. The only thing you need to know about printing and trophies is their phone number, 503-472-0119.
No matter what your budget or spatial restrictions, Amcraft Cabinets of McMinnville strives to meet your cabinet needs exactly. Choose from a huge variety of material in 7 shades and finishes to make your cabinets fit your vision. The friendly, courteous staff will help you select your dream cabinets from their vast inventory. Cabinet designs pleasing to the eye and to the budget. Amcraft Cabinets wishes the very best to the Dayton Pirates and the Amity Warriors in the state playoffs.
Blue Water Drilling, we've been proud to serve our Yamhill County customers for over 40 years. Hi, this is Dave. Remember, no two wells are alike, but the quality you get remains the same. For a free estimate or advice about your groundwater needs, call us at 503-868-7878. Blue Water Drilling. Since 1964, you get quality because we care.
Well, welcome back, Warrior fans. I've got about a minute to go here before the start of the third quarter. Warriors nursing, I think that's the right word, Ron, a 19-17 lead after being up 17-6 early in the second quarter and then pretty much stopped playing basketball as we know it. And so we'll see what Reg said to him at halftime here and if he gets a little different approach out of his girls. They really seemed to just kind of, once it was 17-6, kind of just take the game like it was over almost. They just really stopped being intense and pushing hard.
He made some substitutions, and he had his key, two or three of his key starters out the last 3 or 4 minutes. They just, I don't think they got tired. It's not that fast of a game.
No, I don't think so either. I think he thought with that 11-point lead, he might be able to get some playing time for Lopez early and get some bigger rests for Keeley. It really started going downhill when Keeley went out.
That's where it happened. Yep.
She is the glue, right? Warrior basketball to start the second half. Keeley will walk it up. The boys head to the locker room to get dressed. Still no Tommy Jackson for the boys. Keeley playing catch with Maylin out top. Keeley with it. Looking against the zone. Goes high post to Croxford. Croxford backs it out. Keeley. Keeley eyes a three. Doesn't take it. Back to Croxford. High post. She steps out to the three-point line. Goes out top to Maylin. Swings it to Hatch. Hatch, right side three. Good!
There we go.
Number 10, Hannah Hatch with 5 points now in the game. She buries the three. Van Zanten transition, steps through. It's going to be on Keeley, her second. She leaned a little bit that time. 22-17 Warriors. That'll put Van Zanten on the line to shoot two. Van Zanten, 2 out of 4 from the line so far tonight.
I think she's backing off of her a little bit too much. I think you got to come up and you can't let her get a running head of steam.
Well, not in transition, not when you don't have your help defense all set.
No, uh-uh.
In the half court, you can.
And when you come back there, you're just standing flat-footed, too. Pick up at the foul line, you got to move your feet.
Van Zandt misses the first. She'll have another one. Second one, rattles the rim and stays in. 7 points for Van Zandt in the game. Graham leads all scorers with 10. Brings it up. Works the right side a little bit. Swings it back to Williams. Williams looks at a deep three and then throws a bad pass. Van Zandt saw it coming. Van Zandt transition, steps through with the left hand, misses that one, gets her own rebound, puts it up and in. She is so quick to the ball, Ron.
Yep.
9 now for Van Zandt, 22-20 game. Croxford down on the right baseline, dribbles through, gets all the way in, lays it up and in. That's horrible defense.
Well, their center
just no mobility.
Cannot move her feet.
She came out on Morgan 10 feet from the basket. Morgan went around her. They go inside to Van Zandt. Graham knocks it away and out of bounds. They help each other up. Good sportsmanship there between the fours. Both girls were at number 4. Van Zandt will inbound it. They box it up around the key. Goes in the corner to Williams, out to Ellis. Back in the corner to Van Zandt. Looked at the three. Drives back to Ellis. Ellis to Van Zandt. Left angle. Doesn't want the three. She can get that anytime she wants it because the Warriors aren't going to guard her there.
No.
Van Zandt still dribbling. Now swings it to Williams. She can shoot it. Williams with Williams up on her. Mariah takes a dribble, picks it up, goes inside to Ellis, back out. There's a long two by Polk. She misses. They get the rebound back out to Williams. No good. Graham boxing out. Van Zandt gets the rebound. Graham trying to push it ahead, lost it, now gets it to Croxford. Croxford works her way down, steps through with the left hand, up and in. Morgan Croxford just abusing Polk. Polk's so slow. Croxford so good with the ball. Van Zandt drives in. Croxford cuts her off. Swings it out on top. Ellis misses the three. Grant or a Hatch with the rebound. Croxford with it. Warriors up 6. Keeley now, top of the key. Leaves it for Morgan. Swings it to Maylin. Left angle three all by herself. No good. And almost had her own rebound. Knocks it out of bounds. If she had hustled a little bit faster, she would have had a flat-footed lay-in from that rebound because nobody boxed her out. Nobody was on that side of the key. Van Zandt with it. Warriors miss a good opportunity to extend that lead there by at least two. That was a good look from Williams. Van Zandt looks at the three, doesn't want it. Now goes to Elwood, back to Van Zandt. Graham giving her 5-6 feet. Van Zandt works her way down. Now Graham cuts her off to Polk, 15-footer, good. That's the one thing she can do is knock down the uncontested little 12 to 15-footer there, and we've given her a couple of those now. Four-point game. Right into the middle. Keeley misses the short jumper. Polk with the rebound. Gives it to Ellis. Being pressured by Plummer. Extending that arm. Finally knocked away by Croxford. Off her foot and out of bounds. Warrior basketball. Croxford stripping Ellis from behind and pulled it right down on her leg and out of bounds.
I really think Reggie's got to change the defense up, do a little trapping to get them. Sheridan had like one ball handler.
But that one ball handler
but
is pretty tough. Plummer, left corner with it. Back out on top to Keeley. Keeley, top of the key, drives right. Gets inside, out to Hatch. Hatch, her shot blocked by Williams. And Ellis comes down with it. They double her, and there's Croxford. Croxford reaches in and gets the jump ball. That'll be Sheridan basketball. That's what I think you're talking about is when Van Zandt doesn't have the ball, you need to trap because they don't have anybody else that can handle it. Mm-hmm. If Van Zandt has it, you don't want to trap. She'll split your trap. She'll beat your trap. She'll do something bad to you. And you will wake up tomorrow morning wishing you hadn't trapped her.
But you need to pick the – but you got to get the tempo up to a little bit quicker. This is just – walking it up. That's just right and playing into Sheridan's.
Van Zandt to Ellis to Polk. Polk back to Ellis. Goes inside to Van Zandt. Van Zandt turns. Kicks it out. There's a block by Croxford and she comes down with a rebound. Croxford pushes it ahead. Bounce
pass
to Plummer. Plummer foul. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Great job. Morgan Croxford. That's Morgan at her best. First she comes across, blocks a shot, and she just kind of rolls her hand across the ball so that it doesn't go out of bounds. She gets the rebound. She pushes it up the right side of the floor. She makes the great pass to Plummer on the other side, 25, 30 feet away from her, and Plummer gets two free throws because of it. And she hits the first one. One more for Alyssa. Warriors up 27-22, halfway through the third quarter here. Second one by Plummer. Perfect. Love seeing those free throws go in, Ron. They get it into Paul.
This will change it.
They get it to Ellis now. Ellis working against Plummer. Gets a screen from Williams. Leaves it for Van Zandt. Steps back for a three. No good. Rebound by Croxford. Croxford ahead to Keeley. Van Zandt back. Keeley will slow it down. Backs her down. Van Zandt strips her. Wow. How quick are her hands, Ron? Van Zandt. And Croxford knocks it away and gets the steal. It's going to go to
jump ball.
Jump ball because Hatch got tied up as she caught it. But Croxford with a great defensive play. Those are the quickest hands you're going to see right there.
That was a nice steal.
And she poked it on one side and then recovered it on the other side while Keeley was driving right at her and didn't foul her. That was a beautiful steal. And Keeley won't do that again. won't drive at her again like that. Williams, 24-footer, no good. Plummer with the rebound. She goes baseline, steps through, misses the lay-in, gets it back, takes it up. A block by Paul. They get it to Williams. Williams up the left side. Croxford on her. She pulls back at three-point range. Croxford right in her face. Gives it to Ellis. Ellis swings it right side to Van Zandt. Lobs it inside to Polk. They double down on her. Back out to Van Zandt. She won't take the three. Goes top of the key to Ellis. Ellis over to Williams. Williams with Maylin on her. Starts to drive. Backs up. Lobs it. Tipped by Maylin. Van Zandt gets it back. Back out to Williams. And she hits a three. Broken play. Ends up with a three-pointer by Mariah Williams. The one thing that she can do is hit that three. She's got range out to about 22 feet pretty comfortably. Steps into that three-pointer and knocks it down. Hatch, right corner, misses that one. Plummer inside. Hey, late foul. He waited to see if she got that rebound or not. And then he called the pushing foul from behind, which was the call all along. We were both kind of thinking there was going to be a foul call there.
So did Alyssa. She just quit.
They give him the foul. Second foul, second team foul, first on Elwood. Keeley in the left corner, out on top to Moe.
Boom.
Down in the corner, Maylin, three-pointer. No good. Back rim, that was a good-looking shot. Van Zandt with it in transition.
Stop the
ball. Top of the key, still going. Lobs the pass off the hands of Ellis. She chases it down. Out to Williams, back on top to Polk. Polk starts to drive, and Morgan gets caught with her hand in the cookie jar.
We're all right.
28-25, Ron. 2:26 left to go, third quarter. Warriors just cannot get a run going here and
here
sustain
it. Comes Kaya.
Into the game for the first time. She gives Mo a break. 6.5 minutes, or 5.5 minutes into the third quarter here. Elwood triggers it out on top to Van Zant. She backs it up. Keeley at the foul line. Van Zant 7 feet away from her. Gives it to Elwood. Elwood working on Hatch. Goes left side to Ellis. They go down low to Williams. That should have been a foul on Williams. She just shoved her butt into Mae Lynn. No call. Warriors get the rebound. Ahead to Hatch. Hatch takes it in. There's a clean block apparently by Elwood, but steal by Williams. Williams penetrates. Nice. Bounce pass. And Plummer was not expecting it. Plummer was looking, I think, at the rim. Mae Lynn made a great bounce pass to her. So Warriors shooting themselves in the foot here with opportunities lost. Van Zant with it. Keeley backs up into the key. Waiting for Ronnie to come closer to her. I like the defensive strategy against Ronnie in the half court. She starts working down the right side, picks up her dribble, out on top to Ellis. Ellis looking for somebody. Now goes left angle to... Oh, that should be a foul. It is. Hannah took an elbow right to the jaw there. Elwood gets the foul, and she raises her hands like she doesn't know what she did. You just swung a classic elbow to the face of the defender, and at every level of basketball, that's a foul. You'll see that one called in the NBA a lot. That's a dangerous play, and they're never going to let you get away with that. Even if you don't make contact, that swing of the elbow will get you. Hatch, right angle, misses it, or right baseline.
There's Kaya.
Kaya Rosamond with the rebound, puts it up and in.
Uh-oh.
And then Keeley gets a cheap foul. Ronnie Van Zant goes down hard. Keeley checks on her. Love the sportsmanship between those two competitive athletes. That was just Keeley getting there a little bit late. And again, why Keeley was anywhere near her at that point on the floor, that was just not where she should have been. Picked up her third foul. Got to be careful now. Minute 20 to go. Van Zant takes a standing three at the top of the key. No good. Ball tipped. And Plummer with the rebound. Plummer to Keeley. Graham will bring it up. Minute 10 to go here in the third quarter. Warriors nursing this five-point lead. They were up two at halftime. They were up six at the end of the first quarter. Williams, three-pointer, short, rimmed that one. Ball's loose. We're going to have a foul, I think, on Rosenbaum.
Going for the ball.
Yep. No, that was a hustle foul, loose ball foul. I don't mind seeing Kaya get some loose ball fouls. That means she's going after it.
Mm-hmm.
30-25. Really, you know, the officials did a pretty good job in this game. One of the better officiated girls' games we've had this year. They've been in control of the game the whole way. They've made the right calls on offensive calls. They haven't let girls get away with coming over the back. They've kept it from getting sloppy. Van Zant, right side to Ellis. Looking inside to Polk. Goes down low to her. Rosenbaum.
Oh, nice defense.
Good defense by Rosenbaum. Makes Polk throw that one away. Plummer with the steal. Gets it to Graham. Graham backs it out. Goes baseline now. Out towards the top of the foul line. Key, and then she just lost it right in front of Ellis.
Oh.
And then Keeley pulls up a stupid foul. This is a bonehead foul on Keeley's part. She was frustrated. She didn't see Ellis there. She turned around and just put the ball right in Ellis's hands and then commits a foul trying to get the ball back in frustration. We've all done those. Everybody who's ever played basketball has had that moment where you just lose sight of the bigger picture in the game and you're frustrated in the moment and you end up committing a dumb foul because you turn the ball over. Now Keeley heads to the bench. She'll be there for a while. Van Zant working on Plummer. Drives, goes behind her back, throws up a little hook shot, no good. Rebound by Rosenbaum. We'll get it right. I wanted to say Kaya and Rosenbaum together.
Nice pass.
Croxford to Plummer for the basket. Plummer gets the lay-in on a nice left-handed hook pass across the lane. Nice job by Alyssa to finish there. She's got six. Van Zant kicks
there,
it out.
Nice.
Kaya Rosenbaum with a steal. Gets it over to Croxford. Croxford up the left side, pulls
Count it.
Almost good. Just a little long, just before the buzzer. Warriors go into the fourth quarter, or the end of the third quarter, going into the fourth with a 32-25 lead. Could have had some more, but did a good job defensively in that quarter. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be back with the start of the fourth quarter after this message.
Big company support with small town service in electrical, security, communications, and industrial control. That's D&D Electrical in McMinnville. 20 licensed electricians and 20 full-size response vehicles ready to take care of your needs. They pride themselves with providing their customers with the very best people and very best equipment in the industry. Very few companies of their type can provide the service and support at the level they deliver. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and ready to go to work for you right now. It's D&D Electrical McMinnville.
They can't handle that.
Welcome back, Warrior fans. 32-25 Warriors as we head into the fourth quarter here at Sheridan High School. Girls picked it up a little bit there at the end of the third quarter, Ron. Got into a little bit better rhythm offensively, moving the ball, attacking a little bit better. And anytime we can get the Spartans in transition and Van Zant's not on the ball handler, it's good. If Van Zant's on you, it's a little dangerous. So start of the fourth quarter, Keeley on the bench with four fouls. After picking up a silly fourth, Plummer taking the duty of guarding Van Zant. No easy task. They're running Van Zant off the ball. We got a travel on Ellis. She tried to, took a step and then decided she was going to dribble to go past Crossford. That's one way to get past a good defender is to take a step first, then dribble.
It's a better matchup for Morgan to be guarding out here also, I think.
Right, not have to deal with Polk down low. Rosenbaum in the game. Had some good results with Kaya in there. Ooh, she was open, and Morgan wasn't quite ready to make that pass from 25 feet away. Baylen Williams drives, nice bounce pass to Kaya. Kaya lays it up and in.
Nice pass.
And that's what you do against a zone, Ron.
Yes, yes.
You penetrate just inside the first defenders, make the back row defenders come to you, and then make the pass. Van Zant down low with it. Comes out the other side, hooks a pass out to Elwood. Air ball from there. And Rosenbaum, a good box nice out on Polk to keep her from getting to it. 34-25 Warriors.
Timeout Sheridan.
Yep. Bob Bennett going to take a timeout over there. It's going to be a 30. I think we're going to stay right here for this. So Warriors with a nice combination on the floor right now. And Mei Lin, we don't see Mei Lin do that very often. She's not the quickest ball handler, but without Van Zant on her, I think she can dribble against anybody else. She did the right thing. She got the two dribbles into the lane, drew the defense, bounced past to Kaya for the lay-in.
And she really believes in Kaya. I mean, they played a lot of traveling basketball together. So they know one another.
What I like is Kaya asking for the ball, too. When she saw Mo with it on the left, extended kind of out at the angle, extended out about 25 feet, she saw that she had a little angle. Now, what she needs to do is step inside, put a body on that girl, and then I think Mo makes that pass.
Yeah.
It's a little too far of a pass to make when the girl is only one step off of you from 25 feet. But if Kaya would just step around and be physical right there, seal that off, I think then Mo would throw that bounce pass to her. It's going to be Warrior basketball, up 9, 7:22 left to go. Keeley on the bench with 4. Mo with it. They trap her. Goes to Mei Lin.
Change
their defense. There's a pass knocked away, but Rosenbaum saves it. Gets it back over to Croxford. Good hustle by Kaya.
She's going to pass the ball to her.
Rosenbaum down low. Back out to Mo. Mo left corner. 18-footer, and she buries it. You let me talk, and then I'll let you talk, Ron. You've got to stop talking over me, man. You're killing me.
I just like the way Kaya Rosenbaum is playing right now.
Well, and I think you're right. A lot more energy from her than what we've seen, and she likes this matchup. She's confident against Polk. They probably played together growing up.
Yeah.
Both sophomores. They go inside. Ellis, her pass tipped by Croxford, and then there's a foul probably by Rosenbaum over the back there. Yep.
Yeah.
It's going to be on Kaya. I think that's her second. 16 foul on the Warriors, so Spartans will be in the 1-1 bonus going the rest of the way. Meanwhile, Ellis will shoot 2. First one, no good. They're not doing themselves any favor at the foul line tonight. One more for Ellis. It's up and no good. Rosenbaum with a rebound. Like seeing her boxing out there, clearing space. I think she's got Polk mentally.
Yeah,
I think there's a background there. Left corner, Husky, back out to Croxford. They're scrambling a little bit in this zone now, trying to extend that pressure. Mei Lin with it, swings it to Husky, right angle. Husky, good ball fake, gets inside, swings it over to Croxford. Left corner, 3. No good. Rosenbaum with another rebound on the weak side. Back out to Mei Lin. Mei Lin, couple of dribbles inside, bounce pass to Plummer for 3. No good. And Rosenbaum with another rebound. Rosenbaum goes inside, tries to shoot it. It's knocked away. Plummer gets it. Plummer dribbles it out to the top of the key. Reg is okay with them running a little clock here. They're up 11. Left corner, Williams for 3, no good. And Van Zant boxes out Croxford for the rebound. Van Zant in the open court, pushing hard. Plummer finally gets back. She spins into her. She's fouled. She scores. Wow. Van Zant had decided, I think she was going to shoot that ball one way or another when she got it at the other end of the floor. And she just initiated all the contact there. We can't really see from here very well, but I thought Plummer just held her ground and Van Zant initiated all that contact, but not what the official standing right there thought. Van Zandt to the line. Her free throw, no good. Rosenbaum tips it, and Husky gets it. So Van Zandt hurting herself at the foul line tonight. She's missed three or four already. Croxford to Husky, down in the corner. Plummer goes down low to Rosenbaum. Plummer gets it back as it's tipped away. Croxford with it on the left wing. Croxford sizing things up. Wanted to go down low. Doesn't. Now goes out on top to Maylin. Swings it to Husky. Husky bounce pass to Williams. Williams out in the corner to Rosenbaum. Rosenbaum stepped through. Back out to Husky. To Croxford. 18-footer. Banked it. No good. Plummer with the rebound. Plummer dribbles it back out on the left baseline. Gives it to Croxford. Good hustle there. Croxford dribbles around top of the key. Now penetrates a little bit. Steps through. Tough shot. No good. Tips it. Tips it. Tips it. Another tip. Chased down by Husky. Out to Williams. Third chance for the Warriors here on this trip. Husky on the left wing. Back out on top to Williams. Under 5 minutes to go now. Down low to Croxford. It's a 9-point Warrior lead. Croxford working against this 2-3 zone. Backs it out. Runs some clock. Makes somebody come out closer to her here. Crosses over. Starts in. Gives it to Husky. Husky out on top to Williams. This defense is so passive, Ron.
Yeah, they're behind by nine.
They could run 10 minutes here off the clock the way right. This defense is playing.
They're not trapping. They're not really aggressive on the ball at all.
Williams with it. Goes left corner to
nice
Croxford.
Pass.
Down low to Rosenbaum. Back out to Maylin for three. Good! Wow, how is that for patient offense, Ron?
I like the in and out, too.
And that's Kaya getting the assist. Immediately saw that nobody was on Maylin. Kicked it out. Croxford made the entry pass. Kaya kicked it out to Maylin for a wide open look. They ran over a minute off the clock that time down the floor. Two offensive rebounds and three shot attempts. Ellis puts up an elbow jumper and hits it. Croxford a little late closing out there. She was looking for a steal down low, I think. Ellis gets her first basket of the game. Williams, Warriors up 10. Croxford play catch, goes Ooh. Down low. Rosenbaum lays it up and in. That was all Morgan Croxford.
Croxford at her best.
Croxford, they're acting like they're going to pass it around the top of the key, and all of a sudden she just fires a bullet pass to Kaya for the lay-in. Kaya with 6 points. I think that's a season high in a varsity game for Kaya. Polk with it. She puts up an 18-footer, awkward-looking shot. No good. Husky with a rebound in traffic.
Here we go.
Gets a nice bounce pass to Croxford. Morgan sizing up the floor. Gets it ahead to Plummer. Plummer, we got a mismatch with Rosenbaum. Van Zandt trying to guard her down low. Maybe that's not a mismatch. I don't know. It'd be dangerous to pass in there. Now it's a 3-2 zone. They extend way out. Williams with it on the left wing. Swings it over to Husky. Back to Croxford, center circle. Croxford dribbles left. Defense isn't really there, though. Williams gets a 16-footer and buries it. Morgan Croxford again, just looking for the open person. This time, Maylin Williams at the foul line. And it's a 14-point Warrior lead with 2:45 to go.
I know that Reggie challenged Morgan about stepping up here the second half because he told her, you're not even close to being an all-star or all-league player unless you step it up.
Polk with another deep jumper. No good. Plummer with a rebound. And she's fouled by Williams. Nope, not Williams. That is number 22, which is McCarrigan.
Free throws,
foul.
Isn't it?
Nope, not yet. That's only four. That's us in the bonus. We've got the 17.
Here comes
Keeley back in. Gives Husky a break. Boy, they played well with Keeley out. They were slow and methodical, and Kaya did a great job inside. Kaya staying in the game.
Yeah.
I think she's going to play this thing out. She came in with about a minute to go in the third, maybe 2 minutes, and has played fantastic. Inside to Plummer. She backs it out on the left wing, out to Croxford. Coming up on the two-minute mark, swings it over to Graham. She plays catch with Croxford out top. Bounce pass, that one was ill-advised. Knocked away, though, and Van Zandt chases it down. Hooks a pass over to McCarrigan. McCarrigan down low, not ball knocked away. Van Zandt gets it, misses the lay-in, ball tipped, and Maylin Williams with the rebound. That'll do it, folks. Under 2 minutes to go, Warrior basketball up 43-29. They're going to try trapping now, but that won't work against Keeley and Morgan. Maylin with it, goes in low. Little short shot by Kaya, no good, and the rebound pulled out of there by Elwood. I didn't like she went to the left hand, the front of the rim, instead of taking it to the glass with the right hand there.
And used the backboard. She tried to shoot a swisher.
Tried to finesse that. Ellis with a scoop, no good. Rosenbaum tips it. Van Zant gets it out on top. Williams with a drive, pulls up, foul line off balance, no good. And Maylin Williams with a rebound.
A one-bounce rebound.
Yeah. And it was still over her head. That ball came down hard. Williams with it. Minute and five to go now. Croxford out to Keeley. Keeley.
Ooh.
Swings it. They're just trying to run clock, Ron.
Yeah.
Croxford out in the center circle with it. 55 seconds and counting. Bob Bennett urging them to trap. There's a tip, but Keeley gets it, flips it back to Morgan. Morgan, a little casual there against that trap. To Keeley. Keeley back to Morgan out by half court. They play catch out there. That was dangerous. But Van Zandt's not out there, which is interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
You think you'd want Van Zandt out here pressuring the point of attack, where she might be able to get a steal and a lay-in. Warriors working against this trap. Rosenbaum in the right corner. Van Zandt comes up hard on her, and
they don't have any fouls to give.
Fouled.
Yeah.
Well, that's wrong. They do. They actually have three fouls.
To give,
got two fouls to give.
They're trying to give fouls to get a foul shot.
Well, they should have started that about 2 minutes ago, Ron. I think Bob, I don't know, he coached this game different than he coached it at our place. He coached this one like when this was about an 8-point, 9-point game. They really didn't come out and pressure the ball much. Let us run a minute a clock and end up getting a three-pointer out of it. Croxford with it. 15 seconds and counting to go. This will be a 43-29 Warrior win. Good win for the Warriors. They only beat this team 43-42 at our place, Ron. Now they come in here, get a 14-point win, and really they won this game in the end of the third beginning
quarter.
Of the fourth quarter.
Yes.
Final score, Amity 43, Sheridan 29, and some real inspired play tonight out of Kaya Rosenbaum. Warriors were led tonight. Keeley Graham had 10 points. Morgan Croxford with 8. Maylin Williams with 8. Lissa Plummer with 6. Kai Rosenbaum 6. And Hannah Hatch 5. You get balance like that, that's always a good thing. Ronnie Van Zandt leading the way tonight for Sheridan. No surprise there. She had 2, 4, 6, 8, 11 points. Mariah Williams with 8. Paul 4. Wofford Ellis and Ellwood with 2 each. All right, good win for the Warriors. They go to 7-1 in league run. And basically, if they win out, even with a loss with Dayton, and they win all the rest of the games, they sit in second place. They go into the Friday district game playing for a chance to go and play Dayton for the district title, and there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
I think when you looked at this season coming into it, you said second place is a reasonable, attainable goal if we play well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we are. All right, folks, we're going to take a break now. We've got about 14 minutes before the tip-off of the boys' game. This is Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC. We'll be back in a few minutes to set things up for the boys' action.